Hi, and welcome to the Virtual Photography Podcast, the inaugural episode, the very first episode. It's exciting, it's scary, it has to be done. I'm Rich, you might know me better as Photo Mode Addict on platforms such as Tumblr and Twitter, where I post my own virtual photography and retweet the hell out of others. Because that's what you should do. You should retweet people until virtual photography takes over the entire world and heals it from COVID. I have it on good authority that could happen. So retweet people. Now, this first episode is obviously very special. I planned on it being a long episode with millions of segments, but I had to stop myself in order for this episode to ever come out. So there's only going to be one interview, but it's with a really, really cool dude. And he was kind enough to hop on, not knowing really what this was all about. I posted because my interview with Matt fell through. I'll interview him for a later episode. And Evaristo, who I'm interviewing today for this episode, he said, I'll hop on, no problem. And he did, and he's amazing. He was awesome to talk to, and I can't wait for you to hear the interview with him. This show is going to evolve, obviously. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm learning as I'm doing. I'm learning as I'm going along. So I am open to constructive criticism, as long as you're open to the fact that it will have many flaws, just like all of us, right? So why don't you sit back and relax, or maybe go on a jog or whatever you're doing, but I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no, my name is Evaristo Viella. I'm 28. I used to be really, really big into playing video games when I was younger. And then I think like right after I graduated from high school, I kind of broke away from it for a little bit. I'd come back to it every now and then, but it wasn't as much into it as I wanted to be. And then recently, over the past few years, I started getting back into gaming, and so now here we are, man. I just want to play some games and get into some of this photo mode stuff and check out what's new, and I'm pretty excited.
When did you first start posting virtual photography?
I created a Twitter account a couple months ago, and I wanted to make it solely just for virtual photography type stuff. And so I think, it might have been June or July. And the first game I started playing was A Plague Tale, Innocence. And that's what brought me into this whole virtual photography community.
The VGP Unite and virtual photography community is just the most wholesome, uplifting, and supportive community that I've ever come across. There's a lot of hashtags and challenges and competitions and stuff like that, but there's no pressure to actually participate in any of those things. And the community is very supportive and you feeling comfortable enough to just go off and do your own thing. I remember lurking for a few months before I actually joined in and started posting my own stuff about 2 years ago. And I think that one of the first accounts that retweeted and liked my stuff was the good old Virtua Cam, who we have so much to thank for. It was a community highlighting page account that served to highlight its virtual photography members. And it just snowballed from there, people liking the post of mine that they retweeted so much love and support. I can't thank them enough for Tua Cam. Such an amazing account. And the VGP network that is now one of the main community highlighting accounts is doing some amazing work out there. So everybody should just go and follow them, at VGP network. And so you're fairly new to the community. Do you feel like the community is a welcoming one?
Yeah, no, for sure. I was surprised by how welcoming it was. I posted a couple photos and I just didn't expect anything really to come about it. I didn't even know who to follow or anything like that to try and get out there. But I somehow managed to, I think I got a like from somebody from a hashtag. I'm not sure what it was. It could have been, I think, just like, the hashtag, the game name, and then, or like screenshot. And somebody liked it. And I think from there, I looked into their account. I saw what, the hashtags they were using. I started, looking at those and seeing what people there were. I started following more accounts. And yeah, the community just right off the bat was super welcoming and warming. Just like, hey, great shot. Like I was like, wow, this is blowing me away. It's really such a uplifting community. I haven't seen a single negative thing whatsoever about from anybody.
So, what games are you playing right now that have a photo mode? And out of those games, which game has the better photo mode and why?
So I was playing a Plague, and then I moved on to Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. It was really, really good game right there. That one blew me away. And then I actually just got into Control, so I'm currently right there, in and out of Control. And it's just, man, the photo modes. I mean, they're pretty. I think they're pretty basic photo modes. Just got your regular a couple filters here and there, and you can. I know you can mess with the aperture and stuff. So I, you know, that it's pretty basic stuff, but I do enjoy it a lot. It's. I mean, out of those ones that I've tried, I think Senua's Sacrifice was probably my favorite, and just because of the fact that I think it had a little bit of an advantage over being able to take photos in during the cinematic sequences, and I thought that was just like a game changer right there for me.
So, would you say that the ability to enter photo mode and move around freely to take photographs, even during a cinematic sequence, is one of your favorite features to have in a photo mode? And what other features would you like to highlight that you feel are important to have within a photo mode?
That so far has been my favorite. Other features, I don't know if I've come across anything yet to really stand out to me, like, oh, like I can't believe they do this or anything like that. The other stuff has just kind of been the basic. I see, adding a filter here or there. I know Senua's Sacrifice has it to where, you can change the aspect rate. I'm not sure if all of them do. You could change the aspect ratio. I mean, you can make it look like it's a little Polaroid shot or something. I think, yeah, so far that's for me. That I there's still so many more games I need to get into. I know there's, Assassin's Creed, there's Spider-Man, there's Horizon. Like I'm so like just the beginning.
So there are a lot of heavy hitters, a lot of big games with photo modes that you haven't tried this gen. So I'm so jealous of that. I would love for there to be like a machine, like in the movie The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, where you could just erase your memory of having played a game. God, I would go back and I would erase The Witcher 3, Red Dead, Red Dead 2, Spider-Man, Horizon Zero Dawn. So many games I would erase. So you haven't played any of those games. You have so many games to get into that I'm so jealous.
Yeah, no, I'm, man, I've been missing out. It's
I am
something
so.
that I like see everybody else's, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know those games had photo mode. I need to go back and like check
Yeah.
that out.
So you haven't played any of the recent Assassin's Creed games with a photo mode?
Yeah, I actually let's see. I just got Assassin's Creed, I think Odyssey, because it was on sale on
Okay.
PC. So I got it was like the gold edition, and I just got that one. So that's another one that I'm pretty excited to get into.
Yeah, Odyssey has just such an amazing photo mode. I remember when Origins came out, it was really the first photo mode where I felt that within seconds I had, like you have this image of the capture you want to take. You see something taking place on screen. that you just have that very clear mental image of what you want to capture. So just mere seconds after you have that image and you go into the photo mode, you're actually able to, because of the intuitive controls that were implemented in Origins, you're able to just really capture that image that you wanted super quickly. And Odyssey just took that one step further and actually added the 90 degree tilt for vertical that Origins does not have. So I love the photo mode in Odyssey. So tell me, what games are sitting in your backlog right now, just waiting, that have a photo mode, just waiting for you to dive in? Like, do you have Spider-Man?
No, not Spider-Man. Well, actually, you know what? I might be able to get my hands on Spider-Man. I think I have some younger brothers that play, and I think actually one of them has the Spider-Man game. I do have Horizon. I do have that on hand. What else? I know The Last of Us 2 has the photo mode, and I have that game as well.
When it comes to the coveted title of having the most well-implemented photo mode of all time, Spider-Man would probably take my number one slot, and that's mostly because of one feature, or at least how well balanced it is, since it's pretty common in photo modes in other games as well. So that's the level of background blur, like, or bokeh, that you're able to achieve while still keeping your subject in focus. So often you'll run into issues when you want not only the, let's say, the subject's face in focus, but you also want to have the pistol or bow that they're holding in focus while still keeping the background like completely blurred out. So Spider-Man has, in my opinion, the absolute single greatest implementation of how well this works, like balancing the aperture and focus distance to achieve that beautifully thick bokeh and still have all of your subject, including its extremities in focus, like hands and feet and knees that are protruding, or maybe the edge of a hat or something like that, and still have that super thick background. So Spider-Man's photo mode is just pure magic. I love that photo mode so much. You can really lose a lot of hours just photographing these games. I mean, games like Spider-Man and Assassin's Creed, they just, I mean, you can spend 2 3 hours just photographing and not progressing in the story at all. And it's like, I mean, it really is an addiction. I love it so much.
I'm sure, like, yeah, with like games like Spider-Man or like Red Dead, it's such a huge open world. And I'm sure you can just spend thousands and thousands of hours in there trying to just get shots from anything.
My God, I'm so jealous. You've got Red Dead 2, you've got Horizon Zero Dawn, you've got Spider-Man. You can just go into some kind of winter hibernation and have your entire just gaming and virtual photography needs taken care of just by those three games alone. Just the entire winter season is just covered. And then we've got Cyberpunk releasing in November. Are you excited for Cyberpunk?
I've been waiting for that game for such a long time, and then just I think I'm building a PC. I'm hoping it's going to be done by the time it comes out. And I just want to see that photo mode with the ray tracing on there, man, because that it oh God, yeah, I can't wait.
Cyberpunk releases in just 2 months, but at the same time, I don't feel like I know what 2 months is anymore. Like, it feels like time is both moving faster and slower at the same time during this lockdown pandemic world that we live in. Like, I have no perception of time anymore. An hour can feel like a week sometimes, and 2 weeks is could be a month. I don't know anymore what's what. I have no idea what 2 months from now is. I don't know what how to kind of relate to what 2 months is. But so how are you doing in this pandemic? Are you on lockdown, or what's going on your end?
Yeah, no, honestly, I probably have, this whole the virus stuff to thank, because I don't know if I would have ever gotten back into gaming as much as I, had been planning to. And then with the virtual photography stuff happening, I was just, yeah, no, I'm like, oh man, I'm happy that I get to just sit here at home and not almost do nothing. I do work, but it is a You know, I get to just wake up from my bed and go sit at my desk and open up a laptop and just reply to some emails. So I'm working from home and it just makes everything so much easier.
I am so glad to hear that you are able to work from home and that you've been able to keep your job. I mean, there's so many people who have lost their job. You know, they can't pay their rent. Things are crazy right now. To be honest, I don't know what I would do without video games right now. Like books and movies, music, podcasts are all immersive, just great ways of just distraction, but they're not comparable to video games in my opinion. They're just video games with the performance capture technology and the graphics now, especially just these amazing rich worlds and characters that are so lifelike and these incredible, very filmic, but of course interactive stories that are being pushed out. And on top of that, we have virtual photography, which is just a whole new way of experiencing games, just really noticing all the detail, capturing them, and then going to this amazing, wonderful community that we have and sharing that stuff and interacting. And I don't know what I would do without any of this stuff. Video games have saved my life on so many occasions throughout my roller coaster life. Stress, anxiety, depression. When shit hits the fan, video games have always been there for me, just as a means of escapism. This virtual escapism of ours, it's just wonderful. I mean, here's to video games. Like, my God, I don't know what I would do without video games right now.
You know, especially with the games nowadays where they're, you know, stuff like Horizon and Red Dead, where they're, you know, there's such story focused based games, that stuff just drags you right in and you're so engulfed in that type of world. And it's just, you know, it's definitely something I'm also glad that we have right now, because otherwise I think some people would be losing it. They don't really have much going on.
So as a virtual photographer, do you draw inspiration from somewhere? Did you do a lot of, let's call it, real life photography before you got into virtual photography?
Yeah, no, for sure. I've actually, I did a kind of a lot of photography. I wasn't anywhere in like a professional or nothing. I used to go to a lot of like music events, and just take my camera. And, you know, these were like festivals and stuff. And I had a 5D Mark III. And I would just be running around snapping away whatever I could. You know, that there was I was just a loose cannon. But the thing was, you know, with that, I later moved down onto a film camera, like an old analog film camera. So I use that now and just take you know, shots on 35mm film. And I like it a lot more because, you know, with the digital stuff, I just found myself kind of, you know, at the end of the day, I'd have 6,000 photos and I'm like, golly, I got to go through all this. But, you know, and with the film cameras, you know, you're really choosing and picking your shots because you only have that, you know, 28 or 29 shots in a roll. But I definitely was, you know, doing photography. It was nowhere, you know, by means any kind of professional thing going on, but I definitely was into it, and I tried to take as much pictures as I could. And I think like with that going into virtual photography, I think it helped a lot with how, so especially with I guess some of the characters in games, how I kind of wanted him to be positioned or the way certain things wanted to look. But you know, if anything, movies and films and all that's really where the inspiration, where I get the inspiration from, just the cinematography in some of these movies. And I think I look more towards the sci-fi kind of stuff because it's just, I love all the colors and the shapes and geometry and everything. And you know, there's movies, you know, like, you know, The Matrix and Interstellar and Space Odyssey. Like you go through all that, you know, Blade Runner, like all that stuff is just amazing to me. And the shots and colors and everything just blows my mind. And I try and, you know, when I'm watching these movies, I'm like, oh man, like, or when I'm playing the games, I'm like, oh, like, I like this shot would look really cool because I saw it in a movie like this, and this has the same kind of lighting, da da da. So that's probably most where all my inspiration comes from.
So you entered the virtual photography community about 2 months ago in July. Have you noticed all the hashtags and challenges and events and stuff like that? Are you participating in any of that?
Yeah, no, I definitely seen them going around. I've tried to participate in a couple. I feel like I definitely need a lot more shots, and a lot more games to put under my belt to get some more stuff going on. But the ones that I do feel that I can participate in, I'm most definitely trying and throw something in there. And I do see that there's a lot of different stuff, and there's every week, and every what I think you guys have something for every day of the week, I think, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges and events and themes and competitions within the VGP Unite community. For a very comprehensive list of what's going on within the community, go to @VPChallenges on Twitter. You can also go to www.thefourthfocus.com. He's also on Twitter under the same handle, The Fourth Focus. He has every 2 weeks, he has a newsletter that comes out. He reviews photo modes, talks about upcoming events within the community, stuff like that. So go give him a follow too and subscribe to his newsletter because it's amazing. A lot of good work being done by The Fourth Focus. Let's talk about style. This is kind of a tricky question. Some people will have an immediate answer and know exactly what to say. Some people will be taken aback by the question a bit. I'm the latter category. I have no idea really. So I'll try to answer my own question for once, right? But do you feel like you have a particular style looking back at your own work? Like, and if you do, how would you describe that style?
I if I look back into my photos, that I do see some trends that I have with taking stuff. I do love black and white photos. I probably have a crap load of that just in the archive, just because I love black and white so much. I just love the shadows, and then there's it's just like good and evil or whatever kind of deal. But besides that, I'm not sh I think I'm still exploring a lot. I look at a lot of the other photographers and stuff online, and I see like the portrait stuff. I never knew that was a thing, and that's something that like I think I would really try to like to get into. I right now, I'm pretty mix and match. I like I'll have shots from the side. I'll have shots, that are really close up on the face. But I think as I get more into these other games and check out the photo mode on them, I think I'll hone it down to a specific style eventually.
So, out of the few photo modes that you've tried so far, which one stands out the most? Is it still Senua that comes to mind?
Yeah, and it's just because that's the only one so far that I feel kind of provided a little bit more, and especially like I said before, with the being able to take photos during the cinematic portions. And then the only gripe I have, I think, with that one was, and or maybe I just didn't know how to work it or something, but there was when you entered into that photo mode, you could only you couldn't move up or down in your photos. Like you couldn't move your position up or down. It's whatever level it was, it had to stick to that level. And that was the only gripe I had about that. And the other photo modes, they have it to where it's just, I mean, you can just go wherever you want. But
When it comes to Senua, and the photo mode, you should be able to go up and down, just pivot up and down, just using the right and left triggers, but do not quote me on that. I love that photo mode because it has something that I haven't seen in another photo mode, which it has the color grading, which is fairly common, but it also has an effects tab. You can combine the color grading. You can just go and get the grading you want, and then you go to the effects tab, and then you can go back to the color grading. You can just mix and match and come up with some crazy stuff. Like Like the middle of the face has color, but all the other parts of the face are just black and white or desaturated. There's some crazy, crazy stuff going on there. You can get really far away from the character too, which will just show you the grand scale of some of the landscapes. I wish that every photo mode had it so that you could go really far away from the main character. Preferably you could just ethereally, if that's a word, just go on like a ghostly, ethereal kind of a road trip across the entire map. But I'm guessing that's too much to ask, but just I love it when you can get so far away to show that the character is a little tiny dot on a giant mountain or something like that. So let's talk about features. I know you haven't been in a lot of photo modes, but judging by your experience so far, how would you characterize your dream photo mode? Like what features are you lacking or missing right now? And what would be your ultimate like dream photo mode?
Oh man, yeah, this one's tough. 'Cause I mean, ultimately, it's just well, yeah, free cam for. I mean, that's number one right there. Just being able to, and not having a limit on that free cam either. I mean, I don't know logistics and all that and how the video games work, but most of them are limited to like a certain point where you can like pull the camera back. But I'd like to just have no constraints there and just be able to fly around anywhere. That would be my number one thing. And then also my second thing, and actually I think Hellblade has this, if I remember, they have it to where you can actually during the composition you can actually like remove enemies or you can remove yourself in the mode. I think that's a pretty cool one too. And I didn't realize that till I think after the game, but I really like that idea. I would throw that in there. And then filters are always good. I like filters. There's they you know I there's just I don't know, some filters are I feel like are just shouldn't be there. Like it's some I just think them make the photos look so ugly. I don't even know why they're there. But so it would just be a hard process of figuring out which filters exactly would be the best in the game and throw those in there. And then yeah, I mean those are like the top three things that I think anybody would like. And of course, like you were talking about with Spider-Man, I didn't know that it was like that with the bokeh and everything. And just having that, that person crystal clear and everything else, in the background, I think that's something that definitely needs to be on every single photo mode or in every game. But those are like top for me. I like that.
So if we're talking about my dream photo mode, I couldn't tell you what that looked like. And before Ghost of Tsushima released, I wouldn't have been able to tell you I want an animated photo mode. That's how these things work. You don't know what it is you want until someone gives it to you. And it's kind of hard to go back to a regular photo mode after Ghost of Tsushima without just thinking about how amazing it was to have an animated photo mode. Even if you're taking still images only, it's just to have the game world and the things that breathe life into a game world, just trees swaying, capes flailing in the wind, and particles and all that stuff. It's just amazing to, while you're lining up that perfect shot, to have all those things still moving all around you. It's just an amazing thing. So I don't know what my dream photo mode looks like in the future, but I'm hoping that more developers are going to take a note from Sucker Punch and just explore some of that animated stuff while you're in photo mode. It's nice that you could turn that off for the people who don't like that. But even though I mostly took still images, I still had the animated photo mode toggled on because it was such a treat to even though you've entered photo mode, the things that breathed life into a video game were still ongoing all around you. It was just such a treat. Before this podcast episode ends, I just want to thank you, Evaristo, for hopping on the podcast and letting me ask you all these questions. It's been a real treat to interview someone who's kind of brand new to the community and kind of get a sense for how you perceive the community as someone who just recently entered it. So it's been a real treat. And why don't you throw your handle on Twitter out there so people can go follow you and check out your work in the future?
Yeah, for sure. I'm at Virtual Aperture, and yeah, no, thank you for having me. I honestly didn't think I was gonna get interviewed here. I for sure thought you were like, oh, you're gonna say, oh, this guy, like, he's just in it like this. I want to get somebody more experienced or anything like that. So, again, that goes hand in hand with the whole community just being so, uplifting and helpful and reaching out to people. So I love that. And yeah, with this podcast, I hope people, or people thinking about getting into virtual photography, start to, push, for what they want to do and check it out themselves. 'Cause, yeah, like I said, we got a good community and I love it. I love being here and I can't wait to see what the future has and, the future of games and photo moding games. So it's exciting times.
All right, that's everything we had for this first inaugural episode of the Virtual Photography Podcast. Go check Evaristo out on Twitter at Virtual Aperture. Go check out at VP Challenges and go check out at The Fourth Focus and his website, thefourthfocus.com. Sign up for his newsletter. Stay safe out there and thank you so much for listening. The second episode will come out whenever it's done. Thank you so much. Stay safe, everybody.